prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means during the first hour, we'll be performing the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with my good friend and co-host, Ken O'Neill. Hello, Ken O'Neill.
Hey there, Carl. How you doing?
Fantastic. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Brett Contreras to talk about Maximize the Maximus, building a strong, proud gluteus. This is very important to the women out there, too, and the men who love those big booties. So,
about making an ass of yourself.
That's about making a better ass of yourself, not just
any
ass. That's
right. That's cool.
Yes. And
say hello for me.
Have to give special thanks to All American Pharmaceutical. They have provided Superhuman Radio with a special grant that makes them our title sponsor now. Please go to superhumanradio.com and learn about All American EFX sports products there. And we have to welcome a new company to the Superhuman Radio sponsor family, FedAidAdvisors.com. Do you have outstanding student loans? Well, the government has earmarked tens of millions of dollars to help forgive part or all of your loan. The more money you owe, the more money you will get forgiven. Go to FedAidAdvisors.com today. One free phone call and they qualify you over the phone. It doesn't cost anything. They'll tell you how much they're going to save. And this is not consolidation or bankruptcy. This is actually federal dollars to help pay for your education. Take advantage of it. Okay, would you like to do the honors of announcing our returning guest, Ken?
Our returning guest is none other than, drum roll, the author of The Purposely Primitive, Marty Gallagher. Marty and his co-author, Chris Hardy, who's a DO, a doctor of osteopathy, have co-authored a book that I'm reading. It's not been published yet. It's in, I guess, galleys. I don't know what to say about this other than...
Well, let's tell the name of the book.
It's a quantum leap beyond...
The name of the book is called Strong Medicine, How to Conquer Chronic Disease and Achieve Your Genetic Potential. And the timing has never been better for this kind of a discussion.
Never.
Because the country is sicker than ever. Welcome back.
The country is sicker than ever, and the ability of government, our elected representatives, to do anything about it is appalling.
Yeah. Welcome back, Marty.
So... what we have, I want to read the introduction to this.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Paragraph. Are you ready for this? We are at war. We are losing badly. This is not a war against countries or ideologies. This war is not fought with bullets and bombs, but with pharmaceuticals. The front lines of the battleground are our hospitals, clinics, and local doctors' offices. This is a worldwide war against chronic disease, and there are few places on earth left untouched. The enemy is upon us in full force, and the frontiers are collapsing. This is a handbook of becoming what I call a mutant warrior. Mutant in the sense that normal people get sick from normal diseases, and those diseases are an affront to our genetics. A mutant warrior is saying, okay, I'm not normal. I'm super normal. I'm going to win this one. But how do I do it? And thus the book.
Well, and it's funny. I have to say one thing. And we've been talking about this on the show for the past few years. And that is, if you want to flip the government, the big bird, live longer and be healthier as you age. That's the way to say F you to the American government, because they need you to die on time. Sorry about that. Welcome back, Marty.
Hello. I don't know. Speechless after that introduction. Did it all be anticlimactic?
Oh, nonsense.
All right.
Well, now, look, this discussion is happening, and it has to happen more and more in order to get more and more people into the fold. This audience gets the message. What is it? What do we have to do to get the mainstream, those out there who are still turning to their doctor for Nexium because the foods they're eating don't like them?
That's what this book does. It's a liberation manual.
But don't you have to enlist them first to get them to even read it?
That's what we're doing. This is the cerebro for, like Dr. Professor X's cerebro, to reach out and tap those people and send them to this book and send them to the many guests that are on here to promote it and facilitate the transformation.
Okay. Well, then we're done. That's it. The interview's over.
We're not done. We're hardly done. Give me that.
Okay, go ahead.
We're not in the same studio where Carl would have been kicked real strong just now.
Oh, man.
Marty, how'd you guys come to do to scheme on doing this book?
Oh, I tell you the truth. In the past decade, there are only two individuals that I would consider co-authoring with. One was Dr. Hardy. The other was you, Ken. The reason that I decided to work on this project with Chris is, frankly, I think he's a genius, and his approach is so counter, so completely unorthodox compared to what's being preached out in the mainstream, that I was completely dazzled by the guy. And the interesting thing is, as you know, Ken, my background, I work with the top strength athletes in the world, and I work with elite military and governmental counterterrorism agencies. And what Chris and I, the conclusion that we came to is that we agreed in so many areas. He works with the afflicted, the obese, normal people dealing with these tragic health issues. I work at the other end of the spectrum, and yet the methods that we both use have an amazing correlation. So we found so, we agreed so much in terms of nutrition, in terms of training, in terms of psychological recalibration, that basically the book was an outgrowth of our conversations.
The book is remarkable. What I find just so exciting about it is that as you get into this field, and let's reference it, how would you get into it? One quick and easy way is to go to Life Extension Foundation and read their stuff online, get their magazine. It's good. There's no illustrations in it. Or if there are, they're graphs. Who wants to look at graphs or photos of Suzanne Summers? I don't mind those, but they don't quite make the point. This book is full it's graphically, it's an illustrated book, like the illustrated manuscripts of the Renaissance period. The book is text. The book is drawings. The book is take-home point summaries. And then what do you call those figures? They look like action figures of some sort.
Yep, all Chris. Chris has an amazing wife named Carrie, and she is also she was a first responder in the military and has a master's in chemistry. And they created every one of those graphics in their home. They couldn't find anyone who could relate what they were trying to describe verbally, so they did it themselves. Chris has a genius for making the unintelligible understandable. I went through the book myself, and there were so many areas that were fuzzy. I'd heard it a million times, but when he explains the role of insulin, when he explains endorphins, when he explains the hormonal tsunami that occurs in response to intense exercise, all of a sudden it makes perfect sense.
Well, at the very onset of the book, he's explaining inflammation and free radicals and free radical scavengers with action figures illustrating what gets done, so that it enlists more than your, you know, it's like trying to read a book about chemistry without having those molecules represented. You're trying to invent a picture to fit the data into some sort of animation that brings it to life and brings it to your life.
So is that what it takes? Is that what it takes to take this information that many of us are already aware of and embrace and make it more palatable for the masses? I hate to use the word dumb it down, but maybe
it's not dumbed down.
No. And that's the real issue here, because I think people like the Wizard of Oz, in their attempt to dumb things down, they lose the grasp of really the root of the science they're discussing. But is this the syntax is made simpler, let's put it that way.
It's made accessible.
Understandable.
And accessible. Yeah.
So most people can read it and go, oh, I get it.
Yes, my first fear with it, just, you know, I'm text-based. I'm 70 years old. I've read texts in all kinds of languages. So I'm looking at this thing textually and going, God, is this going to be over people's head? Because if you look at the table of contents, which is a topic outline, everything you need to know is there. But as I got into the text and began to look at the very appealing graphic layout, and I don't want to separate the graphic layout from the text, it's the storyboard.
Exactly. It's a storyboard.
It's the storyboard. It's like making Indiana Jones a movie.
As opposed to reading the script.
Yeah, and having to invent the visuals, having to invent the action, having to invent what they look like.
Right. I think also what's important is Chris also brings to the forefront a lot of areas that we kind of overlook. Ken, you hit on one of the areas, inflammation. There's not enough emphasis in the generalized fitness culture on this particular aspect of unhealth. And once you read and understand the significance of inflammation, then all of a sudden I found myself making adjustments in my own nutrition, in my own actions, right, as a result of this. And it's illuminating.
I want to say something there too. Inflammation, particularly due to the loose canons of the paleo movement, is looked upon as, it's been demonized.
Yeah, but that's everything that we learn is taken either to one side or the other. It's only good and it's only bad. But then over time, I understand. What I'm saying to paleo, everything is taken to either only good or only bad, even within the medical orthodoxy. But then over time, we learn that there are other intricacies and nuances to everything.
Absolutely. So, but in this book, they're up front. We don't have to learn later. He distinguishes between acute and a chronic inflammation, that inflammation from training is part of the yin-yang of our metabolism, the anabolism-catabolism dance, that there's nothing abnormal about it, but as we do dysfunctional things, we enter into abnormality and degeneration. The book is, its subtleties are masterful.
We have to take a break. Let's plug the book. Where can people get the book, Marty?
You can go to dragondoor.com, which is my publisher's website.
Dragondoor.com.
Correct.
And we're going to talk more about the book when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio.
The Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train faster or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio here on the Superhuman Radio Network with my co-host Ken O'Neill. We're talking today with Marty Gallagher. And we're talking about how to live your genetic potential and avoid chronic disease with many of the things that we already know about in this audience. But have you ever tried to convert one of your friends or family into this lifestyle? It's difficult because You're up here with this information. You've been swimming in this information for decades now. You know what apoptosis is. You stop 10 people on the street and go, what's apoptosis? They'll think it's a new Pop-Tart, okay? Or the way you grill a Pop-Tart. So you get it, but they don't. So how do we enlist more people? And here's the benefits of enlisting more people. This country is falling down a hill right now. On one end, we have chronic disease that is shortening health spans. On the other end, we have children's diseases like autism spectrum disorder. On this end, 30, 40, 50, 60 years from now, the majority of the people in this country are going to require care. The rest of us are going to be struggling to pay taxes enough to keep everything afloat. So there's a good reason to help these people get the message. And this book can do it because it makes it easy for them to understand what you have already spent decades learning.
Yeah, we're attempting to lead normal folks gently into positive behavior through the power of persuasion, through the power of logic, and through explaining to them in very, very clear, very, very easy to understand language why they should do what they should do. And it's a difficult battle, as you point out.
It is a book that physicians, if read it, can recommend it as well.
That's what we're hoping. We're hoping
it doesn't run contrary to orthodox medicine.
Depends which orthodox medicine you're speaking of.
Well, they're not usually well educated enough to know that.
Right. We're anticipating that there will be some blowback from the entrenched establishment, but hey, the pioneers catch the arrows, right, Ken?
That's right. And a lot of smoke is an indication of dead wood burning.
Yeah. Again, I think that also any individual that's undergoing a health crisis, and as we just pointed out, that's an ever-increasing number, I think they become particularly susceptible for a new and different method. Here's what we do know. We do know that the orthodox inside-the-box solutions are not working. That's pretty evident. Anyone who wants to follow the USDA food pyramid will find themselves at some point in a diabetic situation.
Well, no, wait. If you follow the food pyramid, you will end up like the pharaohs buried in it. There you go. That's the goal of the food pyramid, to get you entombed.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
So this is what we're hoping. We're hoping that we'll gain traction, hopefully, with the general public. It's difficult in this day and age to attract attention from amongst the frauds and the people who are just purely looking for profit. It's just so easy just to outright lie. And it makes it difficult for the honest broker to gain attention. So that's what we're hoping. We're hoping that we'll cut through the morass.
Who are you calling an ass, Nolan? Anyway, I'm the Ed McMahon of the show today. So the real problem that I see is this. It requires some critical thinking skills to arrive at the type of reasoning that makes people go, wait, this may be something I need to understand. Because most people feel that if this was true, if you could really reverse disease with the type of exercise and the type of ancestral diet you're talking about, wouldn't the government already be telling us that? They don't want us to be sick. What do you say to them?
Well, again, how you doing? You know?
Like Dr. Phil says, how's that working for you?
Working out for you?
Yeah, how's that working for you, right?
Yeah. And at some point after you've been burned enough times and after life is finite, and the slipstream is ever moving, and all of a sudden a decade has passed and you're worse off, and perhaps at some point there will be a response. We're delivering a cold hard message underneath all the pretty graphics, and underneath all of the well-explained stratagems, our prescription is it's harsh. It's, I mean, we all know what we need to do, and it involves intense exercise, not pretend exercise. It involves disciplined eating, not fad diets, and it involves consistency. That's a hard message to sell. People want to believe that there exists the magical bullet, the shortcut, that enables them to bypass all the blood, sweat, tears, and discipline of fitness that actually garners results. And it's a tough sell.
Ken?
I find that so strange because, to me, the people that we're addressing who are entrenched in normality live in a deficiency condition they don't even know. As you begin to live within this fitness prescription of nutrient-dense whole foods, of regular training, the degree of thriving that characterizes your life increases. Just on the diet plateau, at least it's been my experience, that forces you out of a rut into becoming a connoisseur of all sorts of delicious foods. It makes food an adventure.
Well,
does it really come down to that? No. Does it really come down to the fact that, oh, I don't want to give up my hot pockets?
It's very seductive. I've dealt with quite a few normal folks that are serious about fitness, and the ease of modern eating, where you take a trans fat loaded food, I've got my air quotes going, and slide it into the microwave after you get home from a 10-hour work day. It's just so seductive and it's so easy. They don't want to sit down. They don't want to have to prepare the nutrient-dense foods that we know are appropriate.
Do we blame Clarence Birdseye for all this mess that we're in today?
Not all of it, but
well, I mean, he started the whole frozen food convenience thing, right? And then what led from there was the TV dinner, Swanson's TV dinners. I mean, those were the beginnings of this. I remember TV dinners. You remember them, right, Ken?
Oh, I love TV dinners.
What was your favorite?
Oh, I like the Salisbury steak.
Oh my God, so did I. It was the best. And it came
with potatoes.
The potatoes, and it came with either a blueberry muffin,
tart.
Yeah.
I'd eat them
and
three at a time,
some pretty
99
good mac
cents
and cheese.
A piece.
I never ate mac and cheese. I was Italian. My mother would have hung me if I ate mac and cheese. Mac and cheese. She said to me, that's what Irish people ate. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Our guest today is returning guest Marty Gallagher. We're talking about his new book, Strong Medicine, How to Conquer Chronic Disease and Achieve Your Genetic Potential. And that's available at dragondoor.com. So what do you want to pick up, Ken?
Circadian cycles.
Okay.
Often overlooked.
Oh, ever since Michael Douglas played Gordon Gekko and he walked along the beach with the now infamous Motorola 8000 pocket fisherman quasi cell phone, and he said to Bud, what was Bud's last name? Bud Sharp, Bud something. Anyway, and he said, you know, he was up all night doing trades in China and Japan, and he's watching the sun come up, and he said, you know, nobody makes money sleeping, Bud. And I thought to myself, this is a great message to pass along to Americans. You don't need sleep. No, you'll just develop diabetes faster. That's all.
Right, right, right. Again, another often overlooked aspect of becoming a complete human, becoming a primal human, which is really what we want, which is really what we're talking about, is getting back to as nature intended us. And sleep is so critical in that. Again, this is, we talk about it in depth, but the role of intense exercise is so critical. Again, if you deep sleep, is critical on the one hand, but the average American is so stressed out, so mentally active, that the subconscious works continually, even while they're attempting to get sleep. So there's no real rest.
Right. And you know, Ken, I gotta be honest with you. I have to critique you. I'm sorry. You know, I listened last show that we did, and I said, oh, I love getting up early in the morning and training. I feel so good now that my life is back. And you went, yeah. And then you proceeded to tell the audience what it's like to own older dogs. They wake up in the middle of the night. You got to let them out. And quite frankly, those dogs are causing fragmented sleep. And fragmented sleep is associated with all sorts of problems, none of which is probably more damning than its effect on the endoplasmic reticulum to cause misfolded proteins, which end up as plaque in the brain. So put a diaper on the dogs and get a full night's sleep.
Ken and I are both in a situation where we can take our sleep when and where we need it. I've always been a fantastic sleeper. But then again, I've always been an intense exerciser. And I think that there's obviously a correlation between the two. Modern Americans don't. They never exercise to a point that any type of endorphins are released. You know, every session that an elite trainer engages in, you're having this beautiful hormonal cascade that is just so beneficial and so helpful in every way, shape, and form. But the modern man skims the surface of life. We like to describe it as optimally. Modern man is a mile wide and an inch deep, whereas we're an inch wide and a mile deep. And it makes it difficult sometimes for us to be seen because we're so narrow.
Interesting. So you polyphasic or biphasic sleep is adequate, you're saying? If you're not getting good sleep at night, catching naps in the afternoon will help you make it up?
Oh, I get good sleep at night and I take a nap in the afternoon.
Yeah, me too. The only thing I would add about sleep is I tend to probably at least four nights out of the week, somewhere in the night, wake up once or twice from dreams. Since my incident in November, there has been more of a continuity between the waking state and the dreaming state.
Interesting. Lucid dreaming.
Lucid living.
Lucid living. Okay. Even better.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, that's mindfulness or, you know, we're doing mutations. So I invented the word yesterday. How did I put that? Mutation. Mutation is mutation mindfulness.
Oh, I like that.
Aiming at, you know, living in the more of a paranormal state than a normal state. But all kidding aside, yeah, lucid living too. I mean, what's the point of having a lucid dream and then going back to a butthole identity?
Right.
You want integration there of waking and a lot of our dreaming activity is a confession, essentially, of how dissociative we are. And the point of these disciplines is to overcome that dissociativeness, that fragmentary, almost amnesic to our different aspects and become more of a whole person, more of a unified person, more of a functional operative person.
And again, this disassociation with anything remotely resembling exertion in modern life, it's problematic in every regard. This seems to be the number one thing, that if we can have individuals experience a true workout, and again, we're not the biggest loser. We don't kill our obese people. We love them. We coax gains. We don't beat the hell out of them. And if once we show them a true workout, they get hooked. They love the after feeling. They love the afterglow. They love the fact that they're making tangible, irrefutable progress. Again, I'm a lifelong weightlifter, and of course the beauty of weightlifting is that it's mathematical. A 5-pound increase this week is a absolute certainty that you've improved over last week. And in this day and age, mathematical certainty counts.
And another component to that that I don't think is noticed, I got a clue from it with Michael Murphy 40 years ago. He was noticing that athletes tended to have unusual experiences and didn't know what to do with them and might talk about them, but generally got embarrassed to talk about them and so on. And I thought, well, and then we talked a lot about it. And that led me to think that there's a lot more happening in a psychological and meta-normal dimension in training than we can be aware of. We don't know how to talk about it, how to pinpoint it, articulate it.
Oh, we can articulate it, Ken.
I have found in talking with guys like you and me of our age that are lifters, that are bodybuilders and so on, it's very much like talking to somebody that's done a martial art or been a samurai or a Zen master for decades of their life. We move into a whole different psychology than normal people. Most of us don't go in and struggle with weight.
Again, Ken, what you and I both know is that intense athletics will short circuit the brain.
Okay.
It will create mental silence in a world where most people never have mental silence.
That's right.
Never. And by exercising intensely, all of a sudden that overheated, overworked brain, like an overworked muscle, is allowed to relax. It's allowed to regenerate. And that space, that gap that is created by intense exercise, they become addicted to that.
Okay, listen.
And so, it's a gateway to potentials emerging.
This is great. So a good friend of mine who will remain anonymous messaged me on Facebook a couple minutes ago. She's very, very well educated. And she sent me this article probably just to see what I thought of it, not because she's condoning it. But this really speaks to what we're talking about. And I want to give you the gist of the article. I want to come back from the break and talk about it. New study shows a glass of wine is the equivalent to an hour at the gym a day. Now, don't respond. I don't want to give away how you feel about this. I want to talk about this after the break from two standpoints. I haven't read the article. I want to know, do you believe it? Number one. And number two, isn't this what science has become? Tell people what they want to hear. Let's take a break.
Can you send me a copy of the article?
Yes. Stay tuned. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Later in the show, this is especially for you ladies and the men who love ladies with big booties. Building a strong, proud gluteus with Brett Contreras. Right now we're talking with Marty Gallagher. Okay, so who's there? Who's not there? Okay, everybody.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you.
I'm here.
All right, so the hair on the back of my neck is standing up so far, I had to move my chair away from the wall. this is exactly what we're talking about here, okay? So a good friend of mine who happens to be really intelligent, she holds two PhDs, not one, sent me this, I think just to get a rise out of me, because she knows how I feel about this. So I instinctively said, bull effing S, in the reply, just by reading the headline. Then the headline basically says that a glass of wine is as effective as going to the gym, new study says. Equivalent to an hour at the gym, new study says. So then I opened the article. I sent it to Ken. Ken, did you open it?
I read the original in Science.
Okay.
I have some comments.
First of all, Marty, without knowing what we're about to say about this research.
Oh, allow me to hit this slow and inside pitch, please.
Please.
Okay. This is another form of pharmaceutical. We're going to take a pill. We're going to take a drink and we can avoid the blood, sweat, tears, and toil associated with intense training. My Irish coal miner relatives, my grandfather and his brothers, they used to come home from a day of working in the mines, and they would bust open a bottle of Jameson's, sit at the kitchen table and throw the top into the trash can.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they should have been extremely fit. If a glass of wine worked, we would be a nation of supermen.
Well, you know what I said? You know what I said? Then don't enroll the kids into soccer this year. Just give them a glass of wine every day, and that's it. If it's so good for you, give it to the kids. Start giving it to the baby. Listen to the article. This is from the Daily Mail. That's a UK newspaper.
Yeah.
Love a good glass of vino, but hate hitting the gym to work it off? Then this news will make your day. It should say, that's why you're a fat ass, is what it should say. And so
this is why we can't sell any books. This is what we're up against. People don't want to believe that they've got to train.
They don't want to work hard.
I call it pseudoscience. It's that reductionistic model of biochemical medicine that dominates in this culture. The thing that's working here is resveratrol.
It's resveratrol. So here's the thing.
They said take that in pill form too.
Yes, they said, so here's the point. They're saying resveratrol has heart benefits and benefits to the physiology. And since wine has resveratrol in it, you should drink wine. But here's what I would say back to them, okay? Vitamin C has been shown to be a powerful antioxidant. So dipping a bullet in vitamin C before shooting your friend in the chest with it is good for them.
Yeah.
Alcohol is a neurotoxin. It negates the value of the resveratrol, folks. I'm sorry to tell those of you. Look, I love wine.
Well,
but I like it because it gives me a buzz. Not because of the resveratrol.
But they want to believe.
We had Frank Booth on months ago, and if you dig through just a few of Frank's articles, you're going to find out that when you do that round of weightlifting or that run, you're turning on an immense cascade of proteomic events for cellular maintenance and repair that sitting around on your big ass drinking wine isn't going to even touch. It's going to keep the apoptosis or the cellular death going. It's not going to do anything for maintenance, repair, and priming the genetic pump.
I think resveratrol could help patient populations who want to exercise but are physically incapable, says this scientist who should lose his right to be a scientist. You know what? Resveratrol is one thing, but associating it with wine, you know, undigested pin oats in horse manure have a nutritive value, but we shouldn't go out and start eating horse manure. Okay? You got to look at the bad
and
the good.
Let's not be too hasty.
His science suggests that he may be doing that. This article, by the way, was published in the peer-reviewed Journal of Physiology in May.
Tells you a lot
about the credibility of that periodical.
Yeah.
Well, they want to believe. They want it to be true. They wish it to be true. This is the human condition, okay? This is why one fad product fades and is immediately replaced by another one. Anything. Give us anything to avoid dealing with what we need to do. Anything, please.
Matt, we're comfortable in the matrix.
Unbelievable. Let's plug the book again. For those of you who are not ignorant enough to believe that all you have to do is drink a glass of wine every day and not get off the couch, the book you really need to be reading is over at dragondoor.com. Plug the book. The name of the book again is?
Strong Medicine, 500-plus pages.
I mean,
Marty, you wasted your time. The co-author on as well for a future broadcast.
Marty, you wasted your time writing this book. You could have just sold shots of Jameson.
I have. I will. I continue to try to help Jameson stock at every turn.
Yeah.
My own personal way.
Yeah, Elisa just said, but you get resveratrol from red wine. Yes, and my dipping a bullet in vitamin C is that analogy. The harm that the bullet does is worse than the vitamin C's value. The harm that the alcohol provides is worse than the value of the resveratrol. You start giving people with congestive heart failure resveratrol, you'll see some amazing things happen. You start giving them wine, you'll also see some amazing things happen. They'll die sooner.
Well, what we should do is get funding to go to Stockton, California. Stockton is the wino California, capital of California.
Yeah.
It has been for 50 years.
Brilliant.
We should be able to do an immense research population study there of winos that are
already
X-Men.
Because everybody knows winos are the healthiest, most ripped individuals in the
world.
They have strong muscles and they look fantastic. In fact, most winos are discovered and turned into movie stars. I mean, this is the idiocy of this world that we want to believe because we want to drink so badly and we want the guilt to be negated that we want to be able to say, oh, but it's better than going to the gym. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to run a marathon tonight. I'm drinking a case.
Yeah. Again,
well,
we all search.
The article, his next project is going to be treating diabetics.
Yeah. With wine.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
and
I think
probably to really help their insulin sensitivity.
I mean, but what was the? Isn't this perfect timing for this discussion we're having and this article to be promoted right now?
I love it. The juxtaposition is perfect. This is exactly what we're up against. This is an extreme example, but the mainstream medical community presents examples that are just not quite this outrageous. However, they're just as deadly.
Yeah.
They fit the category that I call paradigm paralysis.
Explain what that is. What is paradigm paralysis for my little brain?
The paradigm of medicine that they're advocating doesn't work, and we're paralyzed in the belief and in the action that it's reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want my 10 servings of grain and pasta a day that I'm allowed by the USDA food pyramid.
Yeah, I know.
I need that, and I know that it's legitimate because my government tells me that it is A-okay. Love it. Yeah. I want to believe it.
Just wash it down with a glass of wine or two, and you just went to the gym.
I am so glad that you told me that because now I'll switch out from Jameson's to wine.
I don't know. I think Tullamore's Dew would be a better choice between. I think Jameson has gotten too commercial. Tullamore's Dew is good. Even Old Bushmill has gotten too commercial now.
Yeah, well, you're right. But then again, we do what we can.
But we've got St. Patrick's Day coming up. We have to think Guinness.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is not alcohol, it's food.
That's right, it is. Thick brown beer is chewy.
Don't get me started.
All right, so listen, plug the book one more time. We're coming to the end of the interview. It's at dragondoor.com. The book
Correct.
Is called
Strong
Medicine.
It's a transformational handbook.
Yeah, how to conquer chronic disease and achieve your genetic potential. And I'll tell you what, if you train hard, you can have the occasional glass of wine because the training will mitigate the potential damage. But if you drink and then have the occasional workout, you'll be sick really fast.
Yeah, I don't want to morph from a Irish writer with a drinking problem to an Irish drinker with a writing problem.
great. This has been fun. Marty, thanks for being on the air today, brother.
Indeed.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, my friends.
And of course, to my good friend Ken O'Neill. Someone said, Rick, a fellow who's listening to the show, said that you sounded punchy today. And I said, punchy how? Punchy in a good way or punchy in a bad way? Let's see if he came back. I thought you were in great spirits today. I got to tell you.
I am, and I'm not punchy.
No, what does punchy imply? Does that mean like goofy or drunk, or what does it mean?
A goofy, fatigued, drunk, one of that altered state where you're kind of like you've been hit a few times and you're seeing stars. You're not all there.
Yeah. Anyway, I never got a response back, but I think he meant it in the kindest way because I happen to know who Rick is, and he's a great guy.
I was called a crank. So,
crank, punch, crank, punch, crank. There you go. We're working on. If you've got a new name for Ken, please send it in, and we'll just add these up.
I'm collecting them.
Yeah. Anyway, great discussion, and really is very timely to have that discussion about the red wine being equivalent to an hour's worth of workout.
Well, next week's guest is Dr. Dennis Romig, New York Times best-selling author in the nonfiction category. And a big major force in neurofeedback.
Cool.
And he's going to have really interesting revelations for us.
And tomorrow I'm not going to the gym. I'm buying a bottle of wine tonight. That's all. All right, Ken, we'll see you next week, brother.
All right, thanks.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Brett Contreras as we talk about maximizing your maximus. Building a strong, proud gluteus. Stay tuned.
Carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. This next hour is dedicated to those women out there who have great booties, but more importantly, to those who want great booties and to all the men that love them. The booty has become a very, very popular body part, and you can do something about it if you don't have a great round sculpted booty. And the guy who is the go-to guy for developing a great, proud, strong gluteus maximus is Brett Contreras. How you doing, Brett?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, returning guest and in great demand all over. In fact, your blog has gotten such ridiculous traffic just focusing on how to build a great butt. Isn't it true?
I don't know. I like to think that that I have an equal blend. The women and men who want glutes who come to me, and then the I do always write about other, you know, topics in strength training and sports science as well.
I'm sorry I didn't mean to pigeonhole you, but it is a popular topic right now.
That's definitely my niche, and I try to, you know, I'm interested in all things strength training related. But if I go a week without writing about glutes, I can tell my audience is, you know, they're chomping at the bit. So I always make sure to write about glutes.
So the one thing that we've talked about in the past that I really feel like you almost single-handedly revived this obscure movement, which is the hip thrust. I really do credit you with making it more. I mean, I see people doing hip thrusts now, and I never used to see people doing hip thrusts in the gym. And when I was doing it, people would make fun of me because they would say all sorts of vulgar things. You know, like, what are you doing, doing that movement and so on. But you really kind of revived it, didn't you?
I would go so far as to say that I discovered it. Now, hear me out. So when I was writing my glute ebook years ago, I spent like five straight days searching for any picture or video or any evidence that anyone else before me had ever done them with a barbell. I found a picture of a guy doing glute bridges with a keg in his lap. You know, I saw people doing them with body weight off of a Swiss ball or with a dumbbell in their lap, but never anyone with a padded barbell. And I'm sure people did it before me. I just can't find any proof. In fact, I've written a blog because I'm a historian, too. I want to credit people for it. Now, in Mel Siff's book with Super Training with Yuri Verkhoshansky,
right,
and also in a Tudor Bompa book, they have images of hip thrust, like advanced single-leg hip thrust variations, one where a guy's pushing down on the guy's hip, providing manual resistance,
uh-huh,
one where they're kind of hanging from rings and doing like so you can sink way down and thrust the hip upwards, but nothing with a barbell and heavy load. But regardless of whether, you know, I'm sure other people did this before me, but I definitely am the guy who, you know, I started doing them at my gym. The clients loved them, and so I started writing about them, and I even measured the, you know, the glute muscle activation with EMG to show how high a levels you get when you do the hip thrust. And so, yeah, it's taken off, and it's kind of funny for me because I still train it. You know, whenever I travel, I'll go train at commercial gyms. I even have a Gold's Gym membership still here. And if I go to the gym, I'll see people doing them, and sometimes I want to go up to the person or the trainer, give him to his client, give pointers or something, but the people would probably be like, who the heck is this guy? You know,
yeah. Yeah,
I
right.
definitely helped popularize these around the world, and they're popular everywhere. I remember when I went to New Zealand, I went to a YMCA in Auckland, and the owner or the manager of the gym, he's like, I've got about 80% of my clients doing these, and you could look around and see people doing them at all times. But then you go to other commercial gyms, and you don't see anyone doing them. It's just not, you know, part of the culture. It just depends.
Now, I see both gals and guys doing hip thrusts now on, of all things, the leg extension machines. Have you seen this before?
Yep, it's gotten popular with the, like, the bikini competitors.
Yes. I tried it one day. And after doing hip thrusts with my back on a bench, my feet on the floor, using a barbell from the floor up, and knowing what it feels like to activate those muscles and hold that bridge at the top, you really can't do any justice using one of those leg extension machines. I know why they do it. It's there. The pad is already on it. But the fulcrum of the machine does not lend itself to the geometry of the hips.
See, I tried it, Carl, and I tried it on a leg curl machine. And now you see them done on a leg extension and a leg curl, but it was one where you could adjust you know, with the leg curl, you could adjust it out further so I could get it to kind of match where my hips are. And I liked the arc that I went through. It kind of matched the motion. But, you know, I could have done this. Strong guys like you and me, because you're doing like 500-pound hip thrusts as well.
Right.
You know, we could do the stack for like 30 reps. It does. The one when I tried it, I was pleasantly surprised to see how comfortable it was and that it did work the glutes. But I think most men and then a lot of women would outgrow it too, in terms of they'd eventually get to where they could do the stack for so many reps, which is fine if you're purposely doing high reps, but it's also good, as you know, to do heavy weights as well.
Well, and it's nice doing those PRs, but the reality is that one of the things that frustrates you is that everybody goes so heavy with hip thrusts, and you say, leave your ego at the door. I'm only kidding. Leave your ego at the door. Leave your ego at the door. You shouldn't be eating in the gym. Leave your ego at the door. I mean, you really feel like, even guys like me, we really need to focus on the lighter hip thrust, focusing on the form, squeezing the glutes at the top, and you just can't do that when you're heaving heavy weight, right?
I totally agree, and I think it has to do with the different strength curves of the lifts, or the torque angle curves, to be more specific biomechanically. But if you think of a lot of popular exercise, for example, squats, deadlifts, they're hardest at the bottom, and then they get easier as you come to the top. But for this reason, I think those exercises should be performed explosively. You go down, you get that stretch in the muscles, you come, you know, like a, think of a Romanian deadlift or a squat, and you explode up forcefully, and I think that's the way to best grow muscle and even strength with those exercises. But with hip thrust, it's a more constant tension on the hips. Kind of like, think of like an inverted row or, you know, a lateral raise. The goal isn't to just explode up as fast as possible, because you can kind of fling yourself up and use momentum to kind of carry you to the top. And so with the hip thrust, you get the point at where you get maximum glute activation during a hip thrust is the very top. That's where if you have EMG and motion capture and you synchronize them, you'll find that you get the peak glute activation at the very top of the movement. So you want to accentuate that. So you don't want to do super, I'm not saying you should do super slow reps. It's just that you should have it be controlled.
Controlled.
And I will tell you, if one time I hadn't done hip thrusts in like a month. I had been doing just like single leg hip thrusts and focusing mostly on my squatting and deadlifting. And so I'd lost a little bit of strength on them, but you know how men are. We have this ego. I want to use the same weight that I was using. And I remember I was able to use the same weight, but I flung it to the top. I didn't, I didn't control the weight. What I should have done, instead of using 495, I think I did like three sets of six with 495. I should have done three sets of six with 405 or 455 and really controlled it and squeezed it. And so after the workout, I noticed my glutes didn't even, the one thing I love about the hip thrust is after you finish a set of squats or deadlifts, your whole body is annihilated. But when you finish your hip thrust, you'll feel a burn. You'll feel a pump. You know, if I do them right.
What I feel is when, after the last rep, and I usually try to hold the last rep for a static, when I come down, I feel like there's a wallet in each pocket. And I don't even have pockets. I'm sitting on two lumps because the glute muscles get so engorged with blood.
Yep. And so if you don't have that feeling, you're probably doing it wrong, you know?
Yeah. What's the use, right?
Yeah, so you exactly. They're different exercises. You kind of do them for different purposes. Like, I remember last time you and I spoke, you talked about holding the top of the leg extension, and you think it gets more metabolic stress. And since then, I've been doing more leg extensions, and oh, it's brutal when you squeeze the top and kind of hold it. And that's actually the same principle with leg extensions. So there's a couple of studies comparing the EMG angle curves of squats versus leg extensions. With squats, you get the most quad activity at the bottom, but with leg extensions, it's at the top.
Yes.
So it's the same principle here. You want to accentuate that top portion and squeeze, and you get more metabolic stress that way.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about abandoning the barbell for a second and using bands, because I know that there are people using bands nowadays too. We're talking right now with Brett Contreras. We're talking about building a strong, proud gluteus maximus, maximizing your maximus. If you want to learn more and read some fantastic books like Strong Curves, A Woman's Guide to Building a Better Butt and Body, go to Brett, B-R-E-T, Contreras, C-O-N-T-R-E-R-A-S.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train faster or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
go around the outside.
Yes, Trailer Park Girls love glute exercises, and they love Brett Contreras. His website is Brett, B-R-E-T, Contreras, C-O-N-T-R-E-R-A-S.com. And if you're like me, it's such a pain in the glutes to get the bench set up and find something to push it against and then go get the padding. And then, you know, it's like, well, guess what? Brett has an answer for you. It's called the Hip Thruster. If you go to thehipthruster.com, you'll find a really cool little device. Actually, not a device, but a stand that you just drop in place. It even has a platform for your feet. It's the right height for your back to press against when you're hinging your hips. Fantastic device. You should check it out, thehipthruster.com. Now, bands provide some unique opportunities from the standpoint of doing the hip thrusts, I think. Number one, perhaps a little bit more comfort than having that hard metal bar pressing against bones, even with padding, number one. Number two, continuous tension applied in all different planes. What do you think of bands?
So I think it's funny because we actually have a hip thruster at this powerlifting gym I train at in Tempe, Arizona. And I would say there's a 50-50 split. But what's crazy is that most people have a strong preference towards one or the other. So you'll talk to one guy and he'll say, oh, I feel the barbell so much more, you know, I don't like doing bands. And then you'll talk to another guy or another girl, and she'll say, you know, I feel the bands so much more. And even with the clients that I train, I have a group of six ladies that train with me, some of them bikini competitors. And even them, they'll have a strong preference. But a couple of them don't like the bands. They don't like them at all. And some of them like the bands so much they don't want to ever do barbell. So it just depends on the... you might know Charles Staley.
Oh, yeah, I know Charles real well. Sure, sure.
Okay. Charles and I, we haven't been lifting together since I moved, but we lifted together for about a year and a half. We quit about probably 6 months ago, a year ago. But he tried bands, and for the first he always liked the barbell but never felt his glutes that much. The first time he tried bands, it was the first time he ever got a cramp in his glutes in his entire life. And he was amazed. So it just depends on the person, but I recommend you give both of them a try and then see which one feels better for you.
What about doing what powerlifters do and adding bands to the bar? So if you feel that you put the weight on the bar, 225, let's say, you're going to go for high reps, you really want to feel the burn, you want to feel... Because one of the things that the bands offer you that the bar does not offer you all by itself, as I said before, obviously... activation in all different planes. It's kind of like pulley curls versus barbell curls. You can find that point where you're actually getting the bar is getting lighter because of its direction of gravity. Where the band is always going to get harder and harder the further it stretches. What about adding the bands to the bar, and that way you can even increase the tension at the top above and beyond just the weight itself?
So I will tell you. This was probably 5 years ago I did, when I first got my EMG unit, I must have done 2 straight months of solid experiments on every single glute exercise I could think of. And the highest I was ever to drive glute activation ever with any other exercise, with any exercise, was with the barbell plus bands.
Yeah.
And I think I had 275 pounds and one monster mini band on each side. And that was the combination that got, I mean, when you do EMG, you want to have a reference point. You want to, you know, normalize it to something. So you normalize it to MVC, which is as hard as you can squeeze your glutes or contract your glutes on your own.
Right.
And it got like 220% of MVC, meaning over double as hard as you can just get isometrically contracting it as hard as you can. Like picture... flexing your bicep as hard as you can, like in a pose.
Right.
Well, this exercise got twice as high as it you can get. But it is, you know, more difficult to set up that way, but it can be done. You can put dumbbells and anchor the bands to dumbbells. I have a machine that allows for that, so it makes it a lot easier. The hip thruster, you can do that. But, yes, it does work very well.
Now, obviously, hip thrusts are a cornerstone of good – glute activation and development, but you can't just build good glutes with just hip thrusts, right?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. Sometimes I wonder, Carl, so I have, you know, all my programs have always included squats, deadlifts, hip thrusts, back extensions, lunges, and a variety of other exercises, including things like lateral band walks, because those work the upper glutes well. But sometimes I wonder if I had, and I would love to do this experiment sometime, because when you do heavy squats and heavy deadlifts, you know, a lot of, you can't do heavy deadlifts 7 days a week, obviously.
Right.
It would crush you. So, you know, depending on the way you train, some people do a body part split, people do upper lower split, some people full body. But if you were to do, say, two heavy leg and glute workouts per week,
mm-hmm.
including all the good exercises, versus, say, I just gave a woman a hip thruster. Now, you can do band hip thrusts without the hip thruster. You can set them
right.
up in a power rack. I don't
right.
want people to think that you have to have my you know, device to be able to do band hip thrusts. But if, say, I gave a woman a hip thruster and I just said, just gradually increase your volume on these, but get to a point where you're doing, you know, like a 30-minute hip thrust workout and do it, you know, 5 to 7 days a week. Do it every day because these don't make you sore. It doesn't create a lot of muscle damage.
Right.
So that's the advantage that, like, squats or lunges have on the glutes. They damage the glutes more because of tension and the stretch. These don't have as much, but these get way more metabolic stress. So this is stuff that Brad Schoenfeld and I talk about. We don't know all the mechanisms right now. We can't weigh them appropriately. You do get high tension development with the hip thrust, very high tension development, not as much muscle damage, but very high metabolic stress. But you can train these more frequently because they don't create the damage. So which protocol would win? We don't know. I am very curious about that. I don't know. But in the meantime, because I don't know the answer to that, I would always recommend more than one exercise, especially because when you test muscle activation with people, you realize everyone's a little bit different. They all have exercises that, you know, some people get a lot of glute activation, especially in the lower glutes from squats.
Mm-hmm.
Some people get, you know, a third of what they get with hip thrusts. So it makes sense to include variety.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to address something that most women worry about in general, especially when it comes to just lifting weights to develop a better body. And that is, a lot of women are worried about making their thighs thicker while trying to get better glutes. So let's talk about how to grow the glutes without growing the legs at the same time. How's that sound?
Yep.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, you can go to Brett Contreras, BrettContreras.com. And also, please check out thehipthruster.com. Maybe you can talk your gym into buying one. I'm actually going to show it to my gym tomorrow when I go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com
guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a grant from All American Pharmaceutical, the parent company of All American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com and check them out. And we have a new sponsor, FedAidAdvisors.com. If you have a student loan, they are not offering a consolidation loan. They're not offering a bankruptcy or anything like that. They're offering government money that's been set aside to help forgive some portion of or all of your student loan. And the more you owe, the more money they can get you. And it just takes one free phone call to even find out if you qualify and how much money is available to you personally. Women are always worried about their thighs. I got to be honest with you. Personally, I like women with really athletic looking thighs. I like a thigh that isn't spindly. I'm not looking for thigh gap. I like muscular thighs, but not a lot of gals like that. They want a nice round butt, but they don't want big thighs. How do you do that? How do you do it?
Well, so this is, you hit the nail on the head. This is a controversial topic because, in fact, I just wrote a new article for my site on this topic. Now, I have an older article called Growing the Glutes Without Growing the Legs, and then I just wrote a new one on this, Should Women Squat If They Don't Want Bigger Legs? And if you see on the face, you know, on my Facebook page, all the comments, you can tell some people are just oblivious. They're like, why in the hell would you not want bigger legs? They don't talk to women like I do. They don't focus on training women like I do. You know, you have some women that love, like, you know, Carl, you and I want big quads.
Right.
We want big hamstrings. Well, we want big everything. That's why we train everything very hard.
Right.
But women, a lot of them want that, you know, they want that. They're lifting weights and exercising to lose weight, and you know, if they were to point out a picture of their ideal look or their ideal physique, it wouldn't be of, you know, like the most popular fitness model. Like it wouldn't be of necessarily of like Jamie Eason or
right.
Natalia Mello or Ashley Caltwasser. It would be someone like Jessica Alba or even, you know, Jessica Biel, who's still pretty muscular but still slender.
Right.
And so some of them will find that when they start squatting, they start doing leg presses, lunges, things like that, their pants start fitting tightly in the thighs and they freak out.
Right.
And I can't tell you how many times I've seen this as a personal trainer. So you try to tell them, you know, you try to get them to embrace it. I like to tell them that, you know, your glycogen supercompensate, or your glycogen storage goes way up. One study showed up 66%. So you, with every molecule of glycogen, you store 3 to 4 molecules of water. So you have more water content in the muscles. And I found studies, acute studies and chronic, you know, longitudinal studies showing that you store around 7 to 8% more water.
I'm laughing.
Water in
I'm
the
laughing.
Muscles.
I'm thinking. So I'm the chick, and you're telling me this, and then they go, I don't care about all that. I want my thighs to be thinner.
So in that case, you're right. So you try to convince them, but yeah, most of them are like, yeah, I don't care. Just tell me how. I just want my butt. You know, I like my legs, but I just want my butt to grow. But here's the problem. Most all of the popular glute exercises, think of it, squats and lunges, those activate the quads over 100% of MVC. Those are amazing quad exercises as well. Deadlifts, back extensions, those also activate the hamstrings, you know, over, you know, well, very high. You
right.
can get over 100% of MVC with those in the hamstrings. So, what, you know, if they don't want their thighs to grow, it's very hard to target the glutes without also simultaneously highly activating the quads and the hamstrings. So in that case, I like, you know, most people don't realize this, Carl, but even barbell hip thrusts highly activate the quads.
Oh, yeah, but through a static support.
Yep.
But, yeah, my quads are burning when I'm doing lots of reps with hip thrusts.
Yep. So in that case, I recommend do barbell glute bridges instead, you know, high-rep barbell glute bridges.
Uh-huh.
They don't take your hips through the full range of motion, but they don't have the quad, you know, the quad activation. It's more glute, and because the knees are bent, you don't get the same level of hamstring activation that you would in like a back extension or a deadlift where the legs are more straight. So barbell glute bridges, a lot of lateral band work and things like that. And if you're kind of straight up, walking side to side, or doing like side-lying hip abduction, that works
mm-hmm.
mostly upper glute.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're crouched down more and flexed at the hips, or if you're seated, doing like the seated abduction machines, that works more the whole glute. But those don't activate the quads and hamstrings much at all. So you can do plenty of that. But again, it's hard because a lot of the best exercises are in fact really good leg exercises too. So you gotta, it's tough. I know like Victoria's Secret models, they'll do like a 30-minute glute workout several times per week where they just do the floor exercises because they're not trying to do squats and like they don't want their legs to get too big, but they do need their glutes to pop a little bit.
Yeah.
So they do all the Jane Fonda stuff, but I think you can do better than that.
Yeah, I don't get it. I know that women, and there's a picture on I found the blog post, and there's a picture of a girl in a black teabag thong, and she's got very, very thin upper legs, but her butt just pops out. And I know women want that because of the contrast. It makes the butt look so much more dramatic. But personally, I like the girl above in the squat mem. It says squat because somewhere there's a girl warming up with your weight. I like that where her quads flare out a little bit and she's got real nice shape. It's almost a continuation of the shape of her hips. I think that's a more attractive look, but women don't like that. They don't like it.
And that's the hardest thing as a personal trainer, Carl. We have our idea mentally of what we want for them, but they're the boss. You know, if someone came to me and said, I don't, you know, if a male came to me and said, I don't want any legs, I want to have the skinniest legs and all upper body, you know how hard it would be for me to just, you know, do upper body with no legs, but,
yeah.
You know, I'd have to listen to him because he knows what he wants and then he's employing me to help him get there.
Yeah, he's the one wearing it. You know what I mean? You're
right.
Not the one wearing it. The book is called Strong Curves. For those of you who are not familiar with Brett Contreras, you must be living under a rock. Strong Curves, A Woman's Guide to Building a Better Butt and Body. It's a fantastic book for those women out there who do want to improve the quality and curvature of their rear ends. And you know what? And your entire body. The book revolves, while the book revolves around the butt exercises, you train everything, back, shoulders, everything. So it's a really, really good book if your emphasis is to have a better butt and also a better body as well. Here's what I want to do. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about imbalances. Lots of gals, when they start focusing on training their butt, they end up with soreness in muscles that have nothing to do with the workout. And this could be caused by imbalances. So let's talk about how you know if you have an imbalance and what you can do if you think you do. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right, sit tight. We'll be right back with more of Brett Contreras.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brett Contreras. We're talking about building the best butt possible and taking a lot of things into account. And then we have a question from Elisa towards the end of this discussion. So what about imbalances? How does someone know if they have a gluteal imbalance to begin with?
Well, a lot of people just feel it. And, you know, they'll tell you, I feel one glute working a lot harder than the other. And they're almost always right. And it's hard if you are in balance. You can't, it's hard to envision that. But it's hard because you can't just measure. Like, there isn't just something you can do for, like, a strength measurement. Like, do this on the right side and do this on the left side, and if there's a, you know, a discrepancy, then you've got a glute imbalance because there are so many synergists. So, you know, if I did, like, in sports, sports science, biomechanics, geek talk, we've got an isokinetic dynamometer where you can kind of measure joint torque. You could measure hip extension joint torque or any joint torque. You could do knee extension, whatever. But if you did knee extension joint torque at the same angle on the left and right sides, then you could say, yeah, there's a quad imbalance. But with hip extension, your hamstring could be working harder on the left side and your glute harder on the right side, and you'd get the same amount of torque.
Oh.
So it's really hard. So you can't just do, you know, say like, oh, I'm better at, you know, single leg glute bridges on the left side versus the right side. You have to palpate. And that's where, you know, as a personal trainer, I will always ask permission and just say, do you mind if I kind of poke and prod? But you can palpate and see if, you know, you kind of have to, you know, get it. This is where you, if you have a lot of experience, you can kind of see, are you developing the same amount of tension on both sides? But you can also sometimes see a glute imbalance. Like I was noticing one of my clients a few weeks ago was doing reverse hypers, and they're kind of, you know, if you're familiar with that exercise,
yeah,
they're bent over. And at the top of the movement, their glutes are squeezed, and I could visually see, I was watching her do the exercise, and I could visually see that one cheek was higher than the other. So I had her come over to me, and I said, squeeze both glutes as hard as you can, and I put my hands on them, and I could see one of them was probably 50% bigger than the other. And so
you think that's neurological in her case? You think there is an innervation that's missing there or something?
So it's hard to say because, first of all, it could be, there's all these articles that you can find in the literature on if you stub a toe, it decreases glute activation. If you sprain an ankle, it decreases glute activation. If you hurt your knee, if you hurt your hip, if you hurt your back. So it could be a prior injury. I mean, how many of us stub our toe or sprain our ankle? And when you get back, when you start getting better, you don't then say, oh, I've got to do some extra glute activation work for this side.
Yeah, you just let it, you leave it there, right, exactly.
It probably shut down a little bit. You just start doing your, and over years, maybe you just do a slight compensation. So it could be from injury, or maybe there's a slight difference in mobility on one side, like maybe your ankle has more dorsiflexion on the one side than the other, and you shift a little bit. But either way, you have now ingrained a movement pattern that,
right,
probably you shift to that stronger side, and that,
right,
probably rears its ugly head during squats the most, where you see this a lot with women, especially when the weight gets heavy or like when they're maxing out or if they rep to failure, they start shifting more to one side.
Right.
And so, so the solution, Carl, do you want the solution?
Yeah, I would say train one leg at a time more frequently.
Well, that's half of it. So if you just train the one side, it's kind of like when people's knees collapse inwards when they squat.
Right.
You can say strengthen those muscles, do band, lateral band stuff. But they still have that movement pattern ingrained in their head where their knees cave in. Just strengthening the muscles has been shown to help, but just doing motor control training, practicing with good form, has been shown to help. So why wouldn't you do both? So what I do is I do the 2-1 technique because I don't just want them doing like all the, like Bulgarian split squats or single leg hip thrusts or single leg RDLs just for that weaker side, but I will double the volume on the weaker side.
Oh.
So I'll do have them do, for every one set they do on their stronger side, they do 2 sets on the weaker side. And that added volume adds up over time. And so that's, so you need to restore hypertrophy.
Right.
You need to get the left and right sides to have equal muscle, or else you're always going to want to revert back to that shifting, that favoring the one side. But that alone doesn't solve the problem. You also have to practice with symmetrical bilateral training. So do your squats, do your deadlifts, mm-hmm. do your hip thrusts, do your back extensions, and just focus on being very symmetrical. Mainly it's the squat where they shift. So do your squats, but make sure I have them stand in front of the mirror. And I'm, you know, I watch very carefully, and the second they shift, the set ends, you know, the second they shift a little bit. So usually what you have to do is
retrain them. You have to literally
retrain them. So say they were doing, you know, full squats, say the woman was doing full squats with 115 pounds for 10 reps, you'll have her do, a, you know, 3 sets of 5 to 6 reps because she can be symmetrical with all those. And then the goal is to, as you're growing, you know, hypertrophy on the weaker side, that's catching up. You're then practicing symmetrical movement. And after 2 to 3 months of this, then voila, the problem is solved.
I know this has nothing to do with the interview, but I got to ask you this question. Are you married or in a committed relationship?
I have a fiance, yeah.
Okay. So how does that conversation go? Honey, she asked me to palpate her butt. What am I supposed to do? I'm a professional. How does that go?
So I'm very lucky. She's never been jealous. It's funny because I've always been a looker, I guess. Like, I'm the glute guy. I look at glutes. And
yeah.
I've dated other girls throughout my lifetime that would get annoyed when we'd be at a public place and I'd be glancing. My fiance has never said a thing. In fact, she'll point out, she'll be like, oh my God, look at that girl's butt.
Yeah.
She's never been jealous. She's never,
awesome.
Just does not faze her. She doesn't get mad at that stuff, which is, you know, why
that's
I
awesome.
Eventually proposed.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Here's the question from Elisa. She said, ask Brett what he thinks about cardio, sprints, or even walking uphill to engage the glutes in respect to burning fat while building glutes. So you have to do cardio, but you want to do cardio that's good for your butt too. What do you think?
This is funny. I'm just replying to, in between the breaks, I was replying on a blog comment that asked the same question. So here's the deal. If I post something on my social media about sprinting, people love it. People like jumping and sprinting and explosive training. Just like they like squatting and deadlifting. And I don't want to be the bad guy here and tell people not to sprint because, you know, sprinting is athletic. But I will tell you, Carl, I remember when I used to do a lot of distance coaching and online training. I don't do much of that anymore. But I remember I would tell the girls, do not sprint. Don't do plyos. Just, you know, lifting weights is dangerous enough. You want to control the variables, and I can get you better glutes. As long as you never hurt yourself.
Right.
And I had 3 girls in a 2-week period. One of them hurt her SI joint. One of them pulled a hammy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them pulled her hip flexor.
All sprinting.
And I've had others pull their calf. The problem with sprinting is it's so high force. How many of us actually say, I'm going to start sprinting? This week I'm going to do 2 sessions at 50% of max speed. The next week, I'm going to bump it up to 60%.
No. No, I did this. I did this when I lived in Tempe. I decided I was going to start sprinting. So I went to the park in Warner Ranch subdivision there, and I went all out sprinting. And what did I do? I pulled my hamstring.
And the next day, you're just crippled.
Yeah.
You know? And then you go again, and you tear something. So it's a very high velocity, high force movement for, and it's unfamiliar. You aren't. You know, it's not like when we were in grade school and middle school and even high school where you could just nowadays, and the stronger you get, and the kind of less you stop doing all the other stuff. I remember when I used to teach high school math, I arm wrestled one of the students, like the strongest football player. We had this battle, and I think he beat me, but it was a battle. I remember for four straight days, I could barely move my arm because right. my elbow was so jacked. I will not arm wrestle anyone anymore. Right. I don't care enough. Right. It's not worth it. Just like if I go throw the football around for a half an hour, my arm hurts. You have to work your way into these things.
Yes.
And so for sprinting, I just recommend against it unless you have experience with sprinting, unless you work your way into it gradually. I'm a much bigger fan of uphill walk, like uphill treadmill walking and just activities that are, you know, because it's good to work the type 1 fibers, the glutes are 50-50 fast and slow twitch.
Oh.
They're not like everyone thinks they're highly fast twitch. There's one study shows 68% slow twitch. So you can get glute growth, and I think that's why a lot of these girls see such great results from the high rep glute work, because it is a slow, at least according to one study, a very slow twitch muscle.
Right.
And so you can get a lot of glute growth. It's good to do some uphill walking and stuff. You just don't want to do anything that's going to hurt you.
If you're going to do uphill walking, I just want to say one thing. I'm not a personal trainer. I'm not certified in anything. But if you're going to do uphill walking on a treadmill, please don't hang on to the treadmill so you're you're exactly perpendicular to the treadmill. The whole idea of doing uphill walking is that your hands are free and you're using your glutes. If you are perpendicular to the track, you're not walking uphill. Okay?
Right.
I mean, it's just,
right.
I see people do this all the time. They ratchet up the incline, then they hang on, and they don't realize they're not activating their glutes at all. They're just hanging on. So.
Yep. But even so, if you're trying to do cardio for glute building, I just think you do better off. So what we do, Carl, at the end of my session, I do a finisher. It's either I have like I call it the Brett Contreras booty blaster protocol with a band hip thrust where mm-hmm. It's like a 5-minute band hip thrust workout that just crushes your glutes. Or they do the back extension protocol where we do three sets of like 20 to 30 reps with just body weight done uh-huh. with a glute emphasis, the style that you do the back extension with a glute emphasis, and you rest 40 seconds in between sets. And it gets your glutes burning like crazy. Or you can do lateral band walks. You can superset things. You can just do high rep anything and kind of get a glute burn. I think that's just as effective as building the glutes. I don't think you get much out of doing a ton of cardio
yeah.
for glutes. You'd get more in the weight room. So burn your fat with a good diet and lift weights and get stronger and burn them out at the end. And I think that's the best formula.
I can see another business venture for you.
What's that?
Certifying guys to do what you do so that they can walk around going, let me palpate your butt. I'll tell you how to fix it. I mean, could you imagine guys? Hey, look, I'm trained by Brett Contreras. I can do this.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm certified.
I'm a professional. I'm a professional. I'm not a lesher. I'm a professional. So there you go. Good discussion.
That's a good idea, Carl. I'll probably jump on it.
Yeah, you know what? Just print out certificates. Guys will pay for it. You kidding me? Great discussion. The website is Brett Contreras, BrettContreras.com. You can learn everything you need to know to build a firmer, stronger, more beautiful buttocks, whether you're a guy or a girl. Don't turn to implants until you go to Brett's website. And then, of course, check out thehipthruster.com. How much is one of those, Brett?
They're $4.99.
I mean, it's really nice, nicely made. And it solves the problem of doing your hip thrusts without having to disassemble and reassemble your local gym. So there you go. Brett, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Hey, thanks, Carl. I appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you soon. All right, so there you have it. Another episode of Superhuman Radio is done. We also want to thank Ken O'Neill for the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. Please go to transevolutionaryfitness.com to learn more about him. And, of course, Marty Gallagher's new book, and it's called Strong Medicine, How to Conquer Chronic Disease and Achieve Your Genetic Potential, and it's available at dragondoor.com. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. Today is Thursday, which means tomorrow I am joined by the lovely and talented and Bootylicious, Elisa Profumo, in the studio. So don't miss Casual Friday tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Imagine if